Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
We have champions living in this city again. Woohoo! This is Tim Oast, better known as Toast, and here's Paul McDonald. We know him as Jam. Mm-hmm. You've been jamming all weekend.
I've been jamming all weekend.
I tell you.
Yeah.
We got lots to talk about.
There's a couple things that have happened
okay.
recently.
Yeah. Toast and Jam, back for another weekly podcast from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record building in beautiful downtown Valley City. And Becky will tell you how we came up with 1047, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Toast and Jam is brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, and our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Our executive producer is Eric Kringley. Is he
still
back from Florida? What?
Yeah.
Are they going to take up residence there?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, get back soon. It's warming up
get
here.
Get to work, man.
Top story, of course, is the Valley City Highlander girls basketball team. And we have a special guest today. We took a different direction on this. A lot of the kids are in school. We can't get them out of school to do this because we do it live. Live.
Sort of, every, yeah, we're here.
We record on Tuesdays.
I am.
Tuesdays. I think I'm alive. I'm not sure. But Becky Govan is with us. Her daughter, Greta, played on the state championship team this year and has been with basketball for a while. And of course, not the only daughter.
Carly. I said you had two that went through the bad times, one through the good times.
This is correct, yes.
And a lot before that. You know, it's more than just the years in high school. It's all those years that you went traveling on weekends and did tournaments and watched them grow.
This is true. It's not just a one-time stepping on the court, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Championship game, what a magical weekend. That was great. Two close games before, I'm sure. I'm not seeing a lot of gray.
Yeah, right. Very nerve-wracking games. Wow.
Winning one by 3 points over Carrington and then beating South Prairie Max by one.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been the championship game right there. You know, that's the way championship game should be, right?
This is correct. Absolutely. Our crowd felt like it was the championship game. At the end of that, it was awesome to see our student section filled the floor after that game. Everyone was invested. It was great.
We're going to back up a ways here, too. If people don't know what Becky does, she is a principal at Jefferson School, Jefferson Elementary.
Correct.
Okay. How many years?
This is my third year as a principal. Prior to that, I was teaching I taught at both Jefferson and at Washington School here in town.
It's amazing. Still no gray hair. I can't believe it. You've pulled all those out. Right,
right.
Now, Grant, that's another story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely a sports family. And Thompson, in that championship game, coming off a big win against Devil's Lake in the semifinals, and the press really worked against Devil's Lake. I was surprised they didn't come out with the press.
No, they didn't come out and press us. I don't know. Was it our size? Was it our? Was it? Did they expel too much energy the night before?
I wonder too. Yeah. Did they use all their gas the night before?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because they've got some prolific shooters, and in order to do that time and time again, you have to have a little energy.
Watching all the games, what made this team click?
They were a team. I think, you know, in our conversations at home, right, you try to offer some advice. And if you watch the games, Greta was by no means the star of the show. She's a hard worker, and that's what kept her on the court.
But she probably understood her role.
She absolutely understood her role, and that's what would come back to every conversation. You know, she would say, or we would suggest, the games when you play as a team, when people aren't concerned about how many points they did or didn't have, those were the games where we were unstoppable, and that showed in that championship game. It didn't matter who was getting the assists, the rebounds, the points.
Yeah.
They were a team, and they showed it. They looked impressive that night.
And when you're a good defensive player, that doesn't show in the books. You know, how many... Well, it does, but it doesn't. You know, if you're playing defense, and she played great defense. A lot of the, and she always got one of the leading scores.
Yeah, I think in a lot of games. She had, the Hurst girl, who averaged in the 20s, and I think we held her to 11.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes that doesn't show in the book.
No.
You don't see the credit that credit is due there, you know, and that's something said to be said about her, too. But, you know, this is the first time they've won a state championship in girls basketball. You've been here how many years?
Gosh, Grant and I have been in Valley City, 22 years?
Okay.
A lot of lean years, you know, a lot of zero wins.
Yeah.
And that third class really helped things out, though, too.
It absolutely did. And when you mention our older daughter, Carly, she graduated the year before. So last year when we went to the state tournament, she was jealous, you know, because she had spent her time in the EDC. And while they found some success, it still wasn't the same when you're pulling from a pool of, you know, some of those schools with over 1,000 kids. We don't have that.
No.
And then when you offer the same amount of activities in a school our size, it separates the kids that are available, and then you're left with not a lot out.
And I would imagine that appearance last year really helped the girls this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think it built excitement. Kids wanted to be part of that team. Gosh, coming home with that championship and the reception from our community, I think great things are going to continue to happen. So, you know, we have some young men at our house who are at that stage of life where this was exciting. And sometimes, you know, they're sisters and whatnot, so they don't want to think it's too important, you know, give credit where it's due type thing. But wow, if that didn't make you a believer in wanting to be a part of something, I don't know what could.
Yeah.
You know, coming home and meeting the bus and seeing the fire trucks and the police escort you to town, that was exciting. Being at those games and getting to dress in the outfits and be part of the crowd, because it didn't matter what age they were all part of the crowd. I don't know, after the game, they took pictures, and they were very cool. But one of the things that Mr. Johnson made sure we had was a picture with the entire student section behind the state champions. I thought it was neat. Mm-hmm. We had some friends from who were cheering for Thompson. They had a daughter coaching for them, and they said that was a great idea. And it was, because it showed that it wasn't just the girls on the floor. It was the community that was supporting them, and no other way to show it.
And Valley City's been starving for this.
They have, yes. Oh.
You know, we've had championship teams, maybe speech. I know Shane, my son, golf in 2010, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we've had the dancers do well. But the basketball, the football, you've had good success in track as well. I mean, cross country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been pretty decent. But we've never had that championship team in the major sports.
Correct.
And does that ever bring pride to the school or what?
It does. I would think, I think the girls were flying pretty high. The community reception, the turnout was beyond anyone's expectations, which was tremendous to see. I thought it was cool afterwards, you know, on social media, you see pictures of things that people put out, you know, the highlights of their family. Well, when you see a group of second grade girls pictured around the state championship trophy, how exciting, right? Just groups of friends that now they're going to be the next team. You know, those are things
something
that
to look up to.
And yes.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, great team this year, but boy, I tell you what, it's all back.
It is, absolutely.
That is what's exciting, and we could see something really big here for some time.
Yes, correct.
Katie Birchall, MVP.
MVP, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Am I right there? Yep. And then her and Sky Nielsen were on the all-tournament team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to that. You know, we talk about team, and they would trade that for – they'd trade the championship instead of that for anything, you know. I mean, that means a lot. My vote for Coach of the Year would have been Jimmy Howard. But I know the coaches vote on this.
Correct.
But I just think – I mean – a championship, and we've never been there. I thought maybe he was going to get that, but it didn't happen.
And he surpassed his 100th
career win. Yeah, semifinals.
Yeah.
I got a feeling he's going to get a Coach of the Year.
It'll come
sometime this summer.
Oh, okay.
I got a gut feeling.
Okay, from the sports writers,
from the same group that gave the tennis team the girls female high school team of the year and Matt Nielsen female coach of the year at the North Dakota Sportscasters and Sportswriters Association.
Okay.
So in June, there's going to be a person lobbying hard for the Highlander girls basketball team and Coach Howard.
Pretty good.
Matter of fact, there'll be a couple of us doing it.
Okay. Very good. You have any questions for Becky?
Well, yeah, about five or six, but I'm going to dwindle it down here.
Okay.
But you'd look at, you know, we talk about stat lines. Let's just, here's the stat line for Greta from the championship game. Okay, yeah, 0 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and held the leading scorer to 10 points below her season average. And you go back to the region championship game. Hayden Crockett. They're going to be schoolmates next year, but Greta said, I'm not going to be her friend.
We're not going to room together?
I mentioned that to her. I said, so you're going to be her friend next year? And the look I got was, no. No, I'm not. But, you know, she averages 30 and gets 11. And that's, you know, Katie Coca and Greta were, like, told that's your role. That's what you got to do. You get in her shorts and stay there. And but you talk about knowing her role, but I think, do you think her athleticism, long arms, and her running, and that's got to be a big part of why she's good defensively, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, granted, she's our daughter, so we're going to think.
Go
what
ahead and
she,
gush.
She
Come
did,
on.
Right? I mean,
gush away.
No, she's just a hard worker. She is. And if you give her a task, that when you mentioned that region championship game, I have to share, Mr. Leek had called that day, and I said, well, I think Greta got the assignment. She's on Crockett tonight. Oh, he said, well, he said, if you talk to her, tell her these things. He said, I want to know what kind of gum she's chewing. I want to know if she has fillings in her mouth, and I want to know what kind of deodorant she wears. So I called her. I said, Greta, are you on the bus? Yeah, I'm on the bus. So he said, well, here's what Mr. Leek would like to know after the game. I mean, they're good things, but she was stuck to her, and that's frustrating for Hayden's a good player, but that's frustrating to have someone, especially when there is that size. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have a lot of players that are 6 feet tall following you around
right.
like that.
Right.
Usually if you have a person chasing you, they're you know, it's usually maybe a quicker, smaller girl.
Right,
And points and rebounds are what people look at, and there's more to the game. Yeah. That's all I got to say
but
about
they,
that.
You know what? They're a team, and gosh, it didn't, like I said, that game, I know I had family watching from different places, you know, and they laugh, and they all know Greta's personality, and they said, she was open, she didn't shoot. I said, yeah, but the girls she passed it to sure did. They scored every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few times where she dribbled baseline and kicked out, and Kinley hit that huge shot going, you know, those were great.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah. Was there any time during those years of basketball, a down time where frustration maybe built in, or was it always good?
You know, every kid handles those situations differently. You know, if you watch Greta on the court and you watch Greta in the stands, you know, you could have watched her last night at the boys' game. She's got the same demeanor. Greta's not a, you know.
No ups or downs.
She's not. Carly, her sister, would have been. But Greta was very fortunate. She got to play with the older girls,
right.
you know, because she was the tag-along.
Oh,
when you mentioned those, you know, the years before, it was, I remember Kevin Egermont had a team with Brooke and Carly and Faith Peterson and Sam Hatcher and those girls. Well, shoot, then there was Greta. Well, she didn't cause anyone any trouble. She didn't talk a lot. So, yeah, she can come to practice. Well, pretty soon she's coming to practice and she's playing on the team, you know. Well, I can give her a few minutes. Well, she was quick. She was quick then.
Yeah.
She was small, but so she's been able to participate, which has helped her. You know, her role has changed. She did used to score because she had to.
Right.
Then it came a time where she didn't have to, and she kind of liked that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. But, hey, you know, there's also basketball genes, so that doesn't hurt.
I don't know. There's always the experts in the arena, right?
Oh, boy. Well, I congrats to the Highlander girls. You know, and it's funny. We were here 33 years, and it took us to leave before the girls got a basketball championship. But then we go to Moorhead, and the Spuds get their first hockey championship.
My alma mater.
So figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it is really even set in how big it is.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and And they said, well, just think, in 25 years, they're going to be the team they call back to introduce at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't think of all of those little things now. Your picture is going to be etched in stone. Your year is going to be on the banners.
Yeah.
You are the team.
Yeah. And Coach Howard said in our conversation we had at the banquet here on Sunday night, it hasn't sunk in. The historical part of it is what hasn't really sunk in.
Right.
Correct.
You know, 43 years since they've been to a championship, never winning one, and it's been 65 years since a basketball championship of any kind.
The boys
for
team.
For Vatican City. Yeah. That was 1960. That's even older than
wow.
me.
Yeah.
Really? Almost as old as you.
Well, I was
around.
You were
6 years old. Yeah. But anyway, but it's the historical thing that the girls really are going to have a tough time grasping.
Right.
And they have to remember, too, a lot of great players never won a state championship.
Right.
There are a
right.
lot of really, really good basketball players out there. They never won a state championship. I have an uncle sitting in a nursing home, and he was on the 1958 Calm Class B championship team. And he's got a banner sitting there in his room.
Well, that's awesome.
And his daughter made a nice little plaque and stuff, and but they were called back when I think it was like 50 years or whatever.
Sure.
And it's something that he'll hang on to forever. And we talk about it. And he still remembers a lot of the games. He'll talk about the championship game. But you never forget that.
No.
You never
no.
do.
And they'll be part of a Hall of Fame induction, I'm going to guess, here when the Highlanders
oh,
get
yeah.
to that point.
What does it take? 10?
10 years?
10,
I think.
13,
oh, yeah.
something like that?
Yeah. So yeah. they'll be back. They'll
oh, yeah. They'll
but
get honored
for
that.
But it's still fun to talk about. And I don't think they're going to be tired talking about it. The girls might eventually. It's like, okay, it's done. Let's move on. You know, it's track season now, or it's softball season,
yeah.
or, you know, whatever.
But they can definitely renew that again next year.
That's right.
But they'll have a target on their back.
They
you
do,
know, that's,
yeah.
That's what happens.
Correct.
When
correct.
You win state titles.
Did any of the girls say to you, or did you hear just the surprise at first, you know, 12:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning, and you've got the procession coming in, and there was a lot of cars.
There were,
that
yes.
met them at Grace Lutheran as they were coming in on Main Street, and then we're clocking in around 420, roughly, is what we think, was at the banquet on Sunday night. Did anyone say, the look in their eyes was like, wow.
Well, I think the look on their faces when they came into that
yeah.
banquet, well, you know, when they're playing We Are the Champions, and they roll in with all of their hardware, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they were expecting that. I mean, you weren't sure what to expect.
Right.
And it was crazy. They're a well-deserving group of girls and coaches. They're just nice kids. They work hard. They're humble. They're kind. You know, our girls weren't shoving people to the ground and walking away, you know, almost to a fault. They're
right.
nice, you know, and then that's great to see. They're great role models. I like to get them, you know, you mentioned I am at the school, and I love to have them in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a number of them in a peer-to-peer class that come up on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? Those classes who have those kids in them, and now you're state champion,
mm-hmm.
you know those teachers are talking about it, and those kids are looking at them like they're celebrities, right? The cool part of the reception, I thought, was the autographs.
Yeah.
And all the kids, and then the adults who went through and got everyone's autographs.
Yep.
I mean, if you didn't come out of there feeling good, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, my wife is still one of the biggest fans. She always watches, and she says, I said, why do you watch? You know, well, we're still Highlanders, you know. And,
yeah.
And she says, you know, I have a lot of connection with those girls because a lot of them were in her first grade class.
That's right.
You know, so it means a lot, and
mm-hmm.
it was very special.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then, you know, they were, well, Greta would have been is the oldest of the group.
Right.
I called her grandma when I interviewed her. She just kind of looked at me like, come on, stop.
What?
Stop it. She was in fourth grade when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see where they're, you know, you
senior.
Watch how they progress and,
right.
and where they're at now.
Going to be seniors next year. You,
you
know?
Can't help but get teary-eyed about it, whether you're
oh,
a
yeah.
fan or a
yeah.
parent or a coach or a player. You get goosebumps, you get hairs on the back of your neck, and I even texted Casey Birchall after the championship. I said, I got tears, because it's a fun thing.
Yeah, yes, yeah, it's
is.
Great.
It gave me a few goosebumps,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, again, being here that long, and we never really got to experience that. Jeff Bogey years, the 90s were good for the boys. Never could get over that hump, and this is great. I mean, just good to see.
Yep, it's Valley good for City. Community.
Get us on the map, you know,
yeah,
once
that's
again.
Right.
The basketball map. I like it.
Now I just got to learn the chant.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you did get corrected.
I did it very incorrectly, and I got yelled at.
Oh.
So luckily Matt Nielsen stepped up and got it started the correct way.
Okay.
Well,
very
it's
good.
Like I don't cheer. I'm up high. I'm not supposed to.
Stuff.
I'm supposed to be unbiased when I'm talking.
I mean, sometimes Paul doesn't even hear me when I'm next to him. Is he supposed to hear? How is he supposed to hear that chant down below?
But you know, when you're in a newspaper, you don't have to worry about syllables.
Okay. Very good. You're a stinker. Becky, so much. Thanks for coming in this morning, and we appreciate that. And I know it's tough talking as a parent, but you know what? You're still part of the team, too.
Well, sure,
Big part of that team. And you've developed these girls into some great women, I tell you. Mm-hmm. They grew over this year. You know, they grew.
They did, yes.
It's a life lesson. And they'll never forget it.
No, that's right.
Yeah. That's it, eh?
That's
it. For her segment.
Yeah, for her segment. You probably have to get back to
I do.
To
I do.
School.
Thanks for having me.
You thank you.
You got a ship to run over there, right? Really appreciate it. Thanks, Becky. Let's take a little break here. North Dakota Army National Guard. Goal McCluskey, too, I suppose, huh? Yeah, okay. Becky's from McCluskey. I think Grant is from Turtle Lake in that area.
Okay, up Mercer. It was up in
Mercer,
that area.
Yeah. Okay. Turtle Lake, Mercer. Remember Rod Chickens? Yeah. Turtle Lake, Mercer. Okay. North Dakota Army National Guard, if you don't know what you're going to do here, spring is coming fast.
Graduation is
coming fast.
You're
still uncertain what in the world am I going to do with my life? And I don't want to go to college.
Not right away. A lot of them don't. You know, you've just spent 13 years in school.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was 14, if you went pre-K, you had to wait till the principal left before I said this.
Did you do kindergarten?
I did.
We didn't have it.
Yep. Yeah.
We were too smart. We just jumped right into first grade.
Always look forward to nap time. It's the best thing.
I knew how to nap.
Oh, yeah. I always look forward to nap time. The worst part of kindergarten was when you brought the May basket to your teacher, and then she chased you around the room trying to get you a hug. It's like, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Back off, lady.
Come on.
Thank goodness she was in her 60s. I outran her.
Who do we get a hold of? If we'd like to talk
if you want to talk National Guard.
Army National
Guard. Amy, you got Madison Schlager. She is the recruiter here in Valley City. And again, the National Guard has many service options available. You can be an enlisted soldier. You can be a commissioned officer, state tuition assistance for public and private institutions. And, of course, the big thing that we always harp on in the state tuition assistance program, up to 100% of tuition at a North Dakota state-supported school.
Can't go wrong with that.
Cannot go wrong with that. There's an 800 number, 800-GO-GUARD, or 701-429-1098. That is Madison's local number here at the Armory here in Valley City. And she's in all the schools. She's about six schools in the area. She's at VCSU. So if you do not know what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. So many lifelong benefits.
There is.
It'll take you through life.
Yeah. And you get a career. You start in a career. You get an education. You serve your country. You're winning across the board, and I think you and I talked about it before. You come out of the National Guard. I know people that have gone to the National Guard one way, and they came out an entirely different individual. You mature as an individual when you get into that.
North Dakota Army National Guard, thank you for your service, by the way, too. Let's go back to some sports, local sports. Highlander boys, Region 1 basketball last night. You know, we have the high with the girls and maybe not so high with the boys. They end their season.
Season ended last night. A back-and-forth game. I mean, really, the biggest lead that Northern Cass has was the last one at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was back-and-forth. Both teams had leads. There was about 9 lead changes in the game, a lot of 1-1. And Highlanders losing 49-40. And Mike and Mattson led the way. He had 12 points for Valley City. Bryson Heck, the senior, one of the handful of seniors that's going to be on his way. 11 rebounds, only scored, 5 or 6 points. But
low for him.
Very low. I think it's the first or second time he was under double figures this year. And but he did come up with 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals in the game last night.
He will be missed.
He will be heading to Mayville State to play football to be a kicker for the for Mayville State University, and maybe a different position. They might swing him as a wide receiver.
I could see that.
I know they've been talking to him about basketball too, but basketball and football are two very difficult sports to play in the college level because they overlap.
They do.
You're still midway through your football season when basketball starts.
You wouldn't be able to join the basketball team till later.
Till later on, till after the holidays, probably, depending on how deep if you make a run in the postseason.
And we all know those football legs are different than basketball.
Very
legs.
Much so. Yeah. Yep. Very much so.
So.
But yeah, well, and you know, Tegan Zahn, another senior that wrapped up his career. There's a kid, you talk about hard workers. I've always said he's the hardest working man in show business.
And a great kid.
Absolutely. You know,
he was our neighbor forever.
You'd like to have 5 or 6 of those on your team.
Yes, you would.
And then you had Rashard Clark and Taylor Middlestead, the seniors that played on the JV that also played a little bit of varsity ball. So those are the guys that are done their careers at Valley City State.
They ended up what?
9-14 was their final record. Kind of struggled here the second half of the year. And right there towards the top, along with Kindred in Region 1, but just fell on hard times here the latter part of the season.
And you know, talking to Mike Lentz the week before, he felt pretty good about going into this tournament, too.
Yeah,
you know, everybody was healthy. And,
and you look 3 through 7, Oak Grove gave Wahpeton, the number 2 seed, a tough game until late in the game, and they just kind of ran out of gas, and they ended up winning by 20 or whatever it ended up being. Mm-hmm. But 3 through 6, Northern Cass, Central Cass, Valley City, Lisbon.
Pretty even.
That's all 4 of those teams, very even. Yeah. And you didn't know what was, and it showed last night in that 3-6 game last night with the Highlanders.
Right.
It wasn't until mid fourth quarter that they started to pull away.
Okay.
But their season wraps up.
Anything going on?
State, one kind of a sad note, if you will. Or it's just not a way you want your career to end. But, of course, swimming and diving. And Bodie Haglund, the Valley City kid who had qualified for 8 events at state, but you can only do 4.
Okay.
2 relays, 2 individuals. Got very, very sick. Not sure what. Maybe a flu or something. I don't need to get into it. But it's going around. Could not even get out of bed.
Ooh.
So did not get a chance to go to state and compete as a senior. So, but a great kid, too. Bodie, of course, had his older brothers that were swimmers and for Jamestown. And so it's not the way you want to wrap up your career. No. But so he didn't get a chance to go to state. And still, congratulations on a great career for James. I was part of a school record relay team this year in the 200 medley for Bodie. So good luck to him in the future. I think he is I'm trying to think of where he plans on going. I think it's either UJ or maybe down south, but I'm not sure. But so that's what's going on with the older kids. And but younger kids, we did have another state champ this weekend.
We did.
JVC, the Jamestown Valley City Prowl, Pee-wee hockey teams.
Yeah.
We had 3 at state tournaments this past weekend. And the JVC White, they won the state championship. They defeated Grand Forks 4-2 in the Pee-wee B Silver state tournament. And in the Pee-wee B Gold, they were took 3rd. They defeated Crosby 4-3 to take 3rd at the Pee-wee Gold. And in Pee-wee A, tough one, lost in overtime to Dickinson in the championship, 5-4. So the Pee-wee Gold team.
Good showing, though.
Very good showing. Of course, a lot of those boys on that team are on the Cal Ripken team that had won a state championship a couple years back.
And they know what it takes.
And so they know what they need to do.
Yeah.
And now they've got Bantams coming up this weekend. The Valley City Jamestown Prowl Bantam team will be in the state tournament here this weekend in youth hockey.
Okay, and in baseball, softball, getting ready
practice
for that.
Practice is getting going. Nice baseball, not yet.
Nice enough to be outside.
It is. So we might actually get some games in here. I know the baseball team and softball team for VCSU, they're in Arizona and Florida, respectively, having their season. Matter of fact, it's interesting. Softball had one of their games canceled due to to the wet field conditions in Arizona. I didn't think it rained in Arizona.
No.
But apparently.
Once
in a while.
Could have played up here.
So it was one of our days. We were like in the mid-50s. So they probably could have come up here and played. But, of course, they'll be returning home. I think the first Viking baseball game at Charlie Brown is March 28th. So a little over 2 weeks away.
Coming up.
for the first Viking baseball game at Charlie Brown. Of course, Highliners will be softball, baseball, track will be getting going here. Mm-hmm. Trap shooting start had their parental meeting here not too long ago. And there's another sport that's really got
a lot
of kids.
Yeah.
A lot of kids that go out for trap for in Valley City.
And we were talking about that. North Dakota is way ahead of Minnesota. They're just starting theirs now with the schools. So North Dakota's got to jump on a lot of people. And you know, we saw the Zahn girl. She's trap shooting. Zahn. And there's places for you in college if you're good enough. You know.
And I know that UJ has a shooting team. Valley City State now has a shooting team as well.
Yeah.
So it's a sport that concentrates on safety first, performance second.
Yes. And I picked this one up, too. We have a couple of students competing in the North Dakota Spelling Bee. That's coming up Monday, this coming Monday in Bismarck. John Oakland, he's an eighth grader from Valley City, and Teresa Peterson, a Maple Valley eighth grader. So a couple of eighth graders.
And speaking of that,
yes,
Valley City High School is celebrating a historic achievement, too, as a young lady by the name of Cheska Flores, a senior, and Jossie Zahn, a ninth grader, took first place in their divisions at the Art of Conservation Songbird Art Contest. It's the first time that Valley City High School students have ever entered.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And so that's a tribute to Steph Kruger, the art teacher for the high school, Stephanie Kruger.
Way to go.
And they take first place in their divisions, and the first time that they ever entered.
Okay.
Robotics take runner-up at their state competition in Grand Forks this past weekend.
Okay.
There's another very successful program in Valley City.
Just a few other notes here. UND hockey, they'll play Nebraska-Omaha in the playoffs. Split with them this weekend. They can look so good at times, and then, I don't know, I just haven't figured them out yet. NDSU and UND men and women's basketball teams are ousted from the Summit League tournament. UND winning. Men and women, though, won some big games in the first round.
Didn't St. Thomas, I think, St. Thomas, won UND.
Yeah, yeah.
In the men's.
And then Nebraska-Omaha won it over St. Thomas in the men's. Twins, looks pretty much like the same team last year. Pretty much. A few little tweaks here and there. This Bader that's going to play outfield has hit some home runs here in the spring.
Yep.
Other than that,
France will get some play at first base.
Right.
Is what they're looking at possibly.
Catchers are the same, I believe.
Vasquez.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. We need pitching, though.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be a problem hitting the ball.
We just don't. I don't know. We just don't go after pitching. What is it? I know they like their farm club.
Right.
I mean, I love, you know, bringing people up in the farm club, but they're not going to be ready half the time.
Half the snow. No. They're not.
Vikings. Sam Darnold says goodbye to Minnesota.
A one and done.
Heading for Seattle, and I think that's best for everybody. I really do.
They're ready to move on.
J.J. McCarthy is going to be the man, I believe. And we'll find out next year.
Right.
And they're showing up that offensive line. I think they've already gotten three pretty good linemen, a center. They got this Freeze.
Mm-hmm. Locked him in for 5 years.
Yeah, from the Commanders. Yeah.
And, you know, Aaron Jones just signed, so he'll be back.
And a cornerback from Philadelphia. Super Bowl team. So, we'll see.
Breaking out, because they had a $40 million, I think, in salary cap room that they had.
Wow.
So,
well, they signed this Rozzi's one lineman.
Getting, opening up the checkbooks.
They signed that Freeze, 5 years, $85 million.
Okay.
So they're putting the money out there.
Well, they know where that's where they need the help.
They do.
If you're going to have this young quarterback that's coming off an injury, you need to protect him.
And we kept our coaches.
Yes.
That is a big, that's big, the big plus.
Having Brian Flores back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin O'Connell.
If you listen to coaches around the NFL, experts around the NFL, they just say that the Kevin O'Connell does it the right way.
Yeah.
And I know there are people that criticize, but that's the people that don't understand how things work.
And that's the thing about O'Connell. You know, Darnold is leaving the Vikings on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We don't like you. See you later.
Beat it.
Yeah. Look what I did for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they forget. anyway, Darnold, a good guy, but, you know, he just didn't, I don't think that was the way the Vikings wanted to go.
No.
In that direction, anyway.
And the last two games, not saying that we saw the true Sam Darnold the last right. couple of games, but he kind of reverted back to his Jets days and his Carolina days, and that it was
pressure was on.
Yeah, it was.
Sometimes people don't handle pressure real well.
And you get to someone like a J.J. McCarthy, a national champion quarterback from Michigan.
Been there.
I know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's take a look at today in sports history. On this day in 1892.
I remember it.
I know you do. First public basketball game. And where would that be?
Was that in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
1892. First public basketball game. Look how far we've come.
Wow.
1983, men's figure skating championship in Helsinki, won by Scott Hamilton. He won a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
1986, New York Islander Mike Bossy, first NHLer to score 50 goals in 9 straight seasons.
Hmm.
It was a scoring machine.
Yeah, him and Brian Trotche were a good tandem for those Islander teams.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
1986.
Okay.
NFL adopts instant replay rule.
It's been around that long.
I know.
38 years.
I can't believe that. I thought it was like in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Holy buckets.
1991. This one's for Eric. Monica Seles and Steffi Graf's streak of 186 weeks ranked as number one.
Okay.
There you have it, sports history. Sports birthdays today. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was born in 1870.
He's still alive?
Died in 1935.
Okay, all right.
Herm McFarland.
Herm McFarland.
Herm.
Herm.
Yeah. Major League Baseball outfielder. Hit the first grand slam in AL history.
Really?
It wasn't Babe Ruth.
It wasn't.
No.
That would have been about 1901, 1902.
Right, yeah. Probably in
there. Because the American League basically started in 1901.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On this day, 1966, John Thompson III was born.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball coach, Princeton, Georgetown, notably. 1974, birth date of Bobby Abreu, Venezuelan MLB baseball outfielder. Phillies Angels, and 4 other teams.
Okay.
And a little more recent, he's 32 today, Anthony Davis, basketball center, New Orleans Pelicans.
Plays for the Lakers now? Or?
Lakers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you have birthdays today. Our trivia question is next. What about last week? First, before we do that, with Nodak Insurance, our question last week.
Which team has made the most Final Four appearances? Of course, March Madness now getting started. The NCAA tournament now going to be getting started this week, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of conference tournaments are wrapping up. Yeah.
So here are your choices. North Carolina, Kentucky, or Kansas. Which one of those three made the most Final Four appearances? I was surprised at this.
Yeah.
Because you think Kentucky, the Blue Bloods,
and even Kansas has made a lot of appearances.
And I'm surprised UCLA.
Right.
You know, you look right. at their number.
They weren't even listed.
North Carolina.
Yeah, the Tar Heels. 20?
20. So most of those had to be under Dean Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure maybe a few before, but it had to be mostly under Dean
Smith. Under Dean Smith. So there you have it. Our trivia question right now, brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. You know, it doesn't hurt. Like, we go in for a checkup health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes an insurance checkup is a pretty good thing. See what you're doing, and maybe you're overpaying.
I know I am.
With somebody else. Check it out.
Well, he's the man. Chris Quilvang, you give him a call. He is the agent with answers at 845-2912 at Nodak Insurance Company. If you protect your home, vehicle, business, everything that you care about, and it'll be at a price that won't break you. So give Chris a call, 845-2912 at Nodak Insurance.
So I was going to break the mold a little bit here.
Okay.
You know, the every week sports trivia, you know. Well, I'm going with something else. I'm going with music trivia.
Oh.
You're a music buff.
I am.
as he is a sports buff. Question, trivia question. Which astronomer is name-dropped in Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, that's easy.
Okay. Which astronomer is name-dropped in Bohemian Rhapsody? You can't Google it. You have to listen to the song.
Yeah, listen to the song.
I know some people haven't even heard of that song,
right.
You know, but it reminds me of the Queen movie or the Freddie Mercury movie.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, which astronomer is name dropped in Bohemian Rhapsody? We'll have the answer for you next week. Mm-hmm. Toast and Jam Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Thank you, Chris. Words of wisdom.
Okay.
Coming from Walt Whitman.
Okay.
Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will follow behind you.
Ooh, that's deep.
It's really deep. Oh, keep your face always towards the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you. Hmm.
Okay. That's very profound there, Walt.
Yeah, no kidding. But that's all for our Toast and Jam podcast this week. Paul, any final words?
Just again, shout out Highlander Girls Basketball. Yeah. You know, I reached out to Coach Jimmy Howard and just said, you know, for Coach's Corner. And he's like, you know, I'd love to talk about it.
I don't think you're
going to get sick about talking about it. The girls, I think, are ready to put a little bit behind them.
You hang on to it for a while, though.
Yeah, but you know? you never don't want to stop talking about what up here. But it was just a great week last week. And now we've got, again, spring sports season right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And she'll get ready for that.
I'm going to be gone next week, heading for Laughlin. We'll see if we get out of here on Saturday. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, going to be some snow, rain mix, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I think Sunday's the worst of the days, okay. So maybe you'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's hope.
So we'll have a week in Laughlin, so you're on your own next week.
Oy vey.
Oh, ho.
Maybe I'll bring Eric in if he can get
there. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Have him come in and
tell us about Florida.
About Florida. And
yeah.
Being at the USTA National Campus down in Orlando.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about the Highlander girls winning their first ever state basketball championship, kind of like the Spuds over in Moorhead. They're still talking about that. They'll talk about that forever.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I mean, they had some great hockey. When we say a lot of great players have never won a state championship, Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them, two sons of NHL players played on this team. Ryan Kraft is his... And Matt Cullen.
Matt Cullen.
And Matt Cullen, he's assistant coach, but he doesn't like to be listed as an assistant coach. But you look at that, there's three generations, because his dad, Terry, really got Moorhead hockey back on the map in the 90s. Okay. They struggled a little bit. When I was in school, my senior year, 1983-84, we won one game.
Mm.
We struggled. Hockey, and Terry Cullen came in from Fergus Falls, and things just took off from there, and it's carried on. Coach Ammerman, who there's a head coach now, is a Moorhead High grad, actually played hockey with my nephew-in-law and good friends with my niece. And so it's good. The Us Spuds are, you know, you talk about the Valley City Star for basketball. Moorhead was starved for a hockey championship. We always had good teams. We love our basketball. We love all the sports at Moorhead High. But hockey, obviously, in the state of Minnesota. And 9 state championships, we finally.
And the guy behind the mic did a few of those.
What's that?
The guy behind the mic.
Larry Knutson. I learned so much in broadcasting, listening to Larry Knutson.
Still calling him.
Because I was a student manager, so I'd be right next to him. At the scorer's table.
And you got to feel good for him, too, because how many heartbreak games had he done over the years?
He's got to be close to over 50 years.
50 years, that is what I heard.
Voice of the Cobbers and the Spuds. He is an iconic announcer. And you talk about the teams and the coaches, but you got to think, you know, the men and women that broadcast these games and are part of these games behind the scenes, you got to feel good for them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So Larry's – I might reach out to Larry again and say, hey, there you go.
I found out he goes to our church,
so I'm
going to have to catch up with him.
Yeah.
He usually reads the scripture.
I wonder why.
Yeah. He sounds like God.
If you just close your eyes.
Okay. Wow. What a show. Becky, again, yeah. Thank you, Becky Govan, for taking time out. We appreciate your thoughts. And appreciate your child on that team. Toast and Jam is brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and our trivia sponsor, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, who is probably on the beach by now.
I'll double check, but I thought they were going to be down there one more week and then be back.
Well, that warm sunshine is good for that hip.
Well, I definitely know he's not running down the beach.
Well, no. And we forgot to tell Becky the 1047 studio story, but we'll get that.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, from the 1047 studios, Toast and Jam signing off for another one. Have a great week.